Hello there, sir. What can I do for you today?
I'd like some money, please.
Oh, yes? Well, we normally just answer questions and problems here. Have you got internet access?
I do, but I prefer face-to-face interaction. I like to see the whites of the eyes when I'm pleading for relief.
I see. All I mean is that it will take a while to confirm your details here, when you could do it all in two ticks online.
Why? Because you do it rather than me?
Why don't you take a seat?
Nobody's died, have they?
Please.
I do hope you can help.
Well, that's what we're here for. Right, if I could just take your name?
The problem is, I don't get paid enough really to cover my living costs, amongst other things.
You'd be amazed how often we hear that.
I know what you're thinking. Why do I just not get a job that pays better? Would that I could.
We don't make any judgments here, sir.
Of course you don't. Now, how much could you give me?
Well, what do you need to tide you over?
Well, I fancied starting that home funeral business I've been contemplating for a while. How much do you reckon that would take?
I think you've misunderstood our service, sir. We do not offer business loans.
But it said on your advert that you offer services for people who are refused by banks.
Yes, but we are not a bank.
Would you give me the money to study a business course, then?
Again, we do not offer loans that large.
So you won't lend me money to further myself? What about a deposit for a home?
Please, sir, I can't keep repeating myself.
Sorry, I'm just confused. You say you offer services like a bank, but you won't offer loans for anything practical.
That is a glib interpretation, sir.
You're like a bank, only without any socially useful functions? Geez, no wonder your PR machine is in overdrive.
I'm sorry, sir. We do offer a vital service to many.
No, I'm sorry. Perhaps I have done you a disservice. Tell me, what would you lend me money for?
We generally lend to people who need the money for covering bills. Perhaps an unexpected car repair, something like that.
So pretty cheap stuff in the scheme of things, then?
Well, relatively small loans, yes.
Okay, I get you. Well, I could do with paying my energy bills this quarter before the envelope turns redder. How about a couple of £100? How much would that cost me?
A couple of £100 would be absolutely fine. Well, we have a scale of charges printed right here, from 7 to 30 days.
Scale? I just want a one-off lump sum, not a direct debit.
Well, yes, of course. Here's the charge for 1 week, then two, and all the way down to 30 days.
Hang on. So I have a time limit to pay it back before the bill grows exponentially?
Surely you've dealt with the concept of loans before?
Yes, but this is a very small loan. You probably made that money in the time we've been talking here. Why should I get charges added for just a few days? I'm not exactly some reckless con artist looking to play the stock market. The only crime I could commit with that kind of cash would be smuggling fags.
Sir, we offer a service. And like every service, there are charges for the privilege.
Yes, but you just painted a picture of a lifeline for the destitute. Now you're telling me you're going to hammer them if they haven't got your money in a week.
There's no hammering. These are competitive rates. We're transparent about our charges.
Telling a desperate soul you'll help them eat, but they have to sell their clothes to pay you back?
I resent your tone and your hyperbole.
So if I run out of money just before payday, I need a quick solution.
Yes, that's where we come in.
Then I get paid, give what I owe to you, plus charges, leaving me even shorter for the next month. It's robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Right, sir, I must insist that before you...
Do you vet your customers thoroughly? I mean, I can imagine you find a great niche market in drug addicts.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Easy, Tiger, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to imply you were conceited, avaricious, or taking advantage of people's ruination. So I apologise.
Okay then, well, sir, do you want the loan?
I may do, actually. My thoughtless diatribe was clearly in lieu of actually reviewing your charges. What's your APR like?